Hey, Desert Vista High School, band one. This is Lucas Pino. Looking forward to hearing you guys and making some comments about the music. The first and last songs are going to be switched. Three. Nice. Nice chops, man. Yeah, that's a nice effect. You can see everybody's into it, and that's what we would like. Trombone's got nice angle. I want to hear the horns be more sensitive to that killing rhythm that got set up. It's powerful, but maybe just a little bit overbearing for the balance right now. Cats. Nice and tight, real good dynamics out of the horns. I want to hear that sax get a little bit deeper into the mic. Nice solo, man. Yeah, Sean Kelly. And beautiful texture change, upkin to the hi-hat. Great sensitivity. Guitar players, I'm playing a nice rhythmic thing. Cats, I'm killing. That everybody's into the music, bobbing their heads. That just makes the music sound better automatically. Beautiful sensitivity. Hey! Nice dynamic contrast. Yeah, kids. Everybody's crushing. I like the feeling, Adam. We just gotta get a little bit more together. In terms of just creating a smoother line, some more phrases. Oh! Yeah, it's nice, man. It's on the cusp. great sensitivity out of the backgrounds. Right now the brass are overpowering the saxophones. Nice and tight. Some balance issues, you know. This room always is tricky with the bass frequency, and I've been saying it all festival, and there's nothing you can really do about it, you know. You're kind of trapped in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to the bass frequency. But I think I'm digging what you're doing right now. Sometimes, yeah, I was going to say that the brass is easy to overpower the saxophones. The saxophones aren't really mic'd properly for how powerful the brass can play. Yeah, nice blend in the baritone. Nice warm baritone sound. The trombones are having a couple balancing issues. Yeah, these cross-section ensembles are difficult, and they require special attention. So when we break into ensembles or sections or sectionals, you know, we have to pay special attention to allow time for two trumpets and an alto, or, you know, baritone with the brass or baritone with the trombones. Sensitivity from the saxophones. I want to hear the alto sing. And I think that if we check out Marshall Royal, if we check out Johnny Hodges, you're going to really start to get a sound concept that will elevate the entire saxophone section. I like the balance. I like that I can hear the lead alto on top. I like that I hear the bass, bassiness of the baritone saxophone, and the tenors aren't too loud. It's just a stylistic advancement that's going to take us to the next level. Good. We've got to be a little bit more sensitive about our cutoffs, and we also have to make sure that we keep supporting the air through the decrescendo. We've got a lot of intonation issues that cropped up at the end of that note. Beautiful use of the harmon. Nice and buzzy. I don't fault you for a little bumble on that cup mute trumpet. That's hard, and I'm glad you played strong. Keep playing strong. You're playing eighth note lines. This reed sounds like it's maybe a little bit too hard for this altitude. It's a super dry sound, you know. I dig that sound, but maybe just a little bit too much. And then I want to see you start to apply this time concept to some vocabulary. Nice solo overall. I want to hear more vocabulary, start to transcribe some stuff. right now we have like an imbalance between the rhythm section and the brass or the horns in general, like overpowering. And you got brushes on the cymbal, and I'm sure that that's what the score calls for, but it's just it being overtaken. I got a little tenor-y right there. It's tough, you know, the saxophone section, not to get too tenor-y. Overall, the blend and the balance is very good. Starting to see the cracks in the intonation armor, and that comes down to strength of diaphragm, air, embouchure, and being able to use that strength and point our attention in the right direction and how we sound in context to our neighbors. It's very good. I'm so glad you played a ballad. Rare at the festival. Swing is hard, and this LA version of swing is even harder, I think. I don't really understand it that well, you know, how to make it really sit in the cut, but you know, it sounds like you're doing a nice job, but it ends up sounding kind of like jump swing or that, you know, the 90s version of swing. And swing is hard. If I have any gripes about the time feel, it's going to be this. I want to hear the saxophones be a little bit more aggressive with the articulation, you know, and shape the line. This type of thing, you know, where we find the accents in the line. And then we all have to do it together and convince it. That part of the problem is when you come up here to Flagstaff, you know, these reeds are going to be playing hard and the response is going to be hard. You're going to be pushing harder against them, and it's going to make everything feel sluggish, you know. Right now the trombones are experiencing the lack of rhythm section slowdown, and that instrument is very difficult to make it move, but we've got to keep it moving. It's a beautiful sounding section. It's nice balance for the most part. Check it out, the trumpets take over, and then they rushed it right back to the original tempo. Sometimes we're dragging sometimes. I think if we started to contextualize the time, maybe in 1 and 3 right here. If we could get that section in rehearsal, if you practice it with the metronome on 1 and 3, you practice it with the metronome on 2 and 4, you practice it with the metronome on big 1 alone, and you really start to cue in to where things push and pull. It's very good overall, but we got another level to go to. Yeah, I remember now we had this kind of pseudo shuffle. And it sounds really good. Peter Kim's holding it down, and the nice young lady on bass sound real good together. Got a nice hookup happening. At some point, I'd just like to hear it actually swing. Maybe that's uncalled for in this chart. Solo. I dig the enthusiasm, Adam. I just think that we got to get with some more harmony, you know. I want to hear more of some, like, the jazz phrasing. You know, it might be good to, sing through some phrases or something, you know. Overall, I think it's a really great start, a real strong start. Backgrounds are tight, but we don't want to get too excited. Something to be said for being able to play with that level of intensity but maintaining a low dynamic. It's one of the hardest things that you're ever going to try to do in an ensemble of this size. Sure what's supposed to be happening here in the rhythm section, but I feel like it's a kind of a monotone sound. and there could be a shape in the rhythm section, or that it's an emphasis on the 2 and 4s, or even the 1 and 3. I'm not sure, you know. It would be something to check out in rehearsal, but right at that moment, it just sounded kind of monotone, and it would benefit from a shape. Get up there, trumpet. Those endings. It's no giving up. I like that. I like the way the drummer set all that stuff up at the end. I want to see the bass player in the coming times take more liberty and be a little bit nastier with the thing, because there's a great hookup happening right now in the bass and the drums, and now they can start to allow each other to, you know, play with the thing a little bit more. Overall, fantastic performance, one of the best performances I've heard, and you know, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys more and more and more in the future. Wish you all the best.